and he expressed astonishment at the degree of self-aversion and feelings of unworthiness that are reported by Western students. Shame or self-aversion is the most pervasive type of contemporary suffering. And what this means is that for awakening beings of our time, people on the spiritual path, that paying attention to shame, paying attention to self-aversion, is a necessary gateway for awakening. It's not something to get rid of. Rather, the way we pay attention to self-aversion is actually the grounds of the path. It's alarming to me when I realize just how habituated we can get to this perception that something is wrong with me, to feeling fundamentally not okay. It's kind of like an invisible but toxic gas, and we're always breathing it, so we're not quite aware that down deep we've just assumed that something's wrong. And then belatedly we start realizing that we've been living out our days to compensate for this feeling, that our life has been wrapped around trying to avoid feeling bad about ourselves, to make up for not being okay. The way the Buddha described it, spiritual awakening always begins like this, with the recognition of where the suffering is, of really getting how painful it is. And then freedom becomes possible as we begin to relate to this suffering with mindfulness, with great love. Mindfulness and love are the two foundations of what I'll be calling radical acceptance. Radical acceptance, that embracing of our lives, is only possible when we're mindful, when we can see what's happening, and when we can hold it with great tenderness. So in this series of talks, we'll be exploring how to bring radical self-acceptance to the parts of our lives that we've rejected. I remember in one of the first Buddhist retreats that I attended, a teacher saying to us that the boundary to what we can accept is the boundary to our freedom, that our path is to not reject any part of our life. It's what drew me to the Buddhist path, this sense that all parts of life are to be received and honored with a real wakeful heart and mind. So it's my hope that these teachings will help you in embracing whatever parts of life have been excluded from your heart, embracing and re-embracing and re-embracing. It's an unfolding process, probably for a lifetime at least. So in this first of the four talks, we'll look towards the source of feeling deficient. How is it that we come to feeling so unworthy? And we'll look towards recognizing the strategies we've been using to avoid that pain, because it's not until we see the strategies that we can actually heal. In the second talk, I'll be offering guidelines and exercises for relating wisely with the parts of our being that are used to being rejected, our neediness, our anger, jealousy, insecurity. So this means learning to show up with a genuine quality of receptivity when it's been our habit really to ignore or reject a part of our being. In the third talk, we'll explore bringing a deep and a healing presence to what feels most intolerable, what feels really unforgivable about ourselves. And here we'll draw directly on the power of Buddhist mindfulness techniques and heart meditations, practices that cultivate a spacious and wakeful and compassionate awareness. And in this talk, as in all of them, I'd like to invite you to feel free to revisit the meditations, to come back to them again and again, and just practice them in whatever way is most valuable for you. The name of the last talk is The Field of Belonging, and there I'll be describing radical acceptance as really the grounds of the Bodhisattva path,